A missing Israeli nuclear bomb disappears during the 1973 Arab-Israeli War when a Syrian missile strikes a fighter jet. The pilot dies, but the 60-kiloton weapon survives, buried in a farmer's field and forgotten by history. Until now. This lost weapon becomes the centerpiece of Tom Clancy's chilling geopolitical thriller, where the line between peace and annihilation proves terrifyingly thin. The scenario feels disturbingly plausible because it echoes real-world Broken Arrow incidents where nuclear weapons have indeed gone missing. Against this backdrop, CIA Deputy Director Jack Ryan navigates a complex political landscape while developing an ambitious Middle East peace plan. But as diplomacy advances, dark forces mobilize. What happens when hatred finds its ultimate weapon? How easily could miscommunication and human error combine with malicious intent to trigger nuclear apocalypse? The answers lie in a race against time that will keep you turning pages long into the night. Jack Ryan develops Project Pilgrimage, a peace plan focused on Jerusalem's status as a city sacred to three religions, yet controlled by one. Ryan proposes involving the Vatican, a neutral diplomatic entity without armed forces, as a solution for Jerusalem's governance. This approach gains momentum as Ryan travels through Europe, Saudi Arabia, and Israel, building relationships through respect rather than pressure. In a key meeting with Saudi Arabia's Prince Ali, Ryan asks what Arab rights should be addressed instead of dictating terms, marking a shift in American diplomatic approach. For Muslim representation, Ali recommends Ahmed bin Yusuf, the Palestinian-born imam of Al-Aqsa Mosque, who has denounced terrorism on theological grounds. President Fowler announces the plan at the UN, receiving enthusiastic applause from Arab states, while Israeli delegates respond with restrained politeness. The administration ultimately threatens to withhold crucial military upgrades from Israel if they resist participating, illustrating how American aid functions as both incentive and leverage in Middle Eastern diplomacy. While peace efforts advance, terrorist leaders Ismail Qati and Günter Bach watch with mounting dread. For Qati, terminally ill with cancer, peace threatens his life's purpose. His fortunes change when associate Ibrahim Gones discovers a buried Israeli nuclear bomb while helping a Druze farmer. Gones, a Palestinian engineer educated in Beirut, believes he can make it operational. The terrorists recruit Dr. Manfred Fromm, a disgruntled East German nuclear scientist betrayed by German reunification. What makes these antagonists truly frightening is their complex humanity. Each has recognizable grievances. Qati fights for a Palestinian homeland. Bach seeks revenge for his wife's death in German prison. Fromm resents capitalism's triumph. Even Marvin Russell, a Native American recruit, sees parallels between Palestinian displacement and indigenous Americans' treatment. Their target is the Denver Super Bowl, America's premier cultural spectacle, chosen for maximum psychological impact. Inside the White House, a different power struggle unfolds. President Robert Fowler maintains a secret relationship with his national security advisor, Dr. Elizabeth Elliott, complicating professional dynamics within the administration. Fowler, nicknamed the Iceman, was transformed by his late wife's prolonged battle with multiple sclerosis. Years of providing strength as she deteriorated left him emotionally distant but desperate for connection. Elliott systematically works to undermine Ryan's position, recruiting Ben Goodley, an ambitious Harvard postdoctoral student, to gather compromising information. When Goodley discovers Ryan's financial support for a military widow's family, Elliott misrepresents this as evidence of an affair, poisoning Ryan's relationship with the president. This atmosphere of paranoia and ambition perfectly captures Washington's darker side, where careers rise and fall through whisper campaigns and selective information. When Ryan expresses legitimate concerns about pressuring Israel too aggressively, Fowler interprets this as obstruction rather than caution, a dangerous dynamic when national security hangs in the balance. How often, we might wonder, do personality conflicts and bureaucratic rivalries influence decisions that affect millions of lives? The bomb detonates during the Super Bowl, but with contaminated tritium, it fizzles to 11,200 tons of TNT instead of 70 kilotons. The initial gamma and X-rays travel at light speed, striking satellite trucks and generating energy pulses that disable global satellite communications. Military commands worldwide react instantly. In Moscow, Lieutenant General Kuropatkin identifies the mushroom cloud on satellite imagery with its double-flash thermal signature, the unmistakable fingerprint of a nuclear explosion. President Fowler watches his Super Bowl broadcast fail moments before the red phone rings with chilling urgency. The crisis cascades through misunderstandings. In Berlin, terrorists infiltrate a Soviet tank regiment and fire on American forces, triggering a battle. At sea, Captain Robbie Jackson follows rules of engagement to shoot down approaching Russian fighters. These separate incidents create the appearance of a coordinated Soviet attack. National Security Advisor Elliott develops a compelling but flawed theory that the explosion signals a Soviet military coup. Ryan disputes this interpretation, but can reason prevail when fear and suspicion dominate? Jack Ryan exemplifies the intelligence community's cardinal rule: verify first, conclude later. His methodical approach contrasts with political leaders who interpret events through lenses of fear and bias. At the National Photographic Intelligence Center, analysts examining Denver satellite imagery identify crucial anomalies: thermal signatures inconsistent with nuclear patterns, unexpected electromagnetic pulse effects, and atypical blast characteristics. FBI agent Walter Hoskins reports from 5 miles from the stadium that his windows remain intact and his computer still functions, impossible after a genuine nuclear blast. Ryan establishes diverse analytical teams approaching the crisis through technical analysis, human intelligence, signals intelligence, and pattern recognition. This multifaceted approach shows how professional intelligence work demands both breadth and depth of investigation, preventing catastrophic mistakes based on false assumptions. The novel captures the tension between speed and accuracy during crises. When President Fowler demands immediate action, Ryan insists on thorough analysis despite intense pressure, maintaining clear judgment when emotions run highest and stakes couldn't be greater. Despite its geopolitical focus, the story remains deeply human. Jack Ryan's marriage to Kathy strains under his demanding schedule and political attacks. When Kathy suspects an affair with Carol Zimmer, their relationship nearly collapses until she learns Ryan has been supporting the widow and children of a fallen Air Force sergeant. Even as nuclear war looms, individual choices prove crucial. Soviet Captain Dubinin questions unusual orders rather than following them blindly. American intelligence officers maintain back-channel communications with Russian counterparts despite official tensions. These acts of integrity ultimately prevent catastrophe. What saves us from disaster isn't technology or military might, but human wisdom and restraint. In our complex world where misunderstandings escalate at digital speed, this lesson remains vital. The line between peace and annihilation is maintained not by systems alone, but by individuals willing to question assumptions and choose restraint when fear pushes toward escalation. The thriller's most chilling aspect isn't nuclear weapons, but how easily peace unravels through malice, misunderstanding, and coincidence. A reminder that peace requires vigilance, clear thinking, and wisdom over fear.